this is Jeff, and Olivia's with me. We're over in Athens, Greece, and been here a couple days now, and just wanted to give you guys a couple of updates. But I want to start with something in the U.S., obviously, and that's the inflation numbers, because it's going to tie into what we've been seeing over here in Europe. I guess the inflation, I don't know if Mark Howitt, and I appreciate him covering for me while I'm gone. I don't know if Mark Howitt covered this or not, though, but I guess the inflation numbers came out yesterday, and they were hotter than hotter than expected once again. It beat the estimates that they were estimating were going to come out.
Who would have thunk that?
But yeah, inflation once again hotter than expected. Over here, something we noticed, and if you're following us as we travel through Greece and then hitting up Italy and then hitting up Turkey, Turkey has an inflation rate of, I guess, 80% right now. But when we got here to Athens, we took a taxi cab from the airport. And of course, I talked to the guy, knew pretty good English. And usually taxi drivers are a pretty good measure of what's going on because they're out there talking to people and this and that. And he told me that inflation's been a problem in Greece as well. From gas. Gas, by the way, here is about, what do we figure, $6 a gallon? They do it by
liter.
Yeah, I think
they were saying double or something.
Yeah, it's like double, but they got a lot of taxes and this and that. And then I don't think Greece produces any, you know, gas or anything like that, or, you know, oil production or anything. But anyway, he's telling me that one of the big things they're dealing with here in Greece is inflation. And for us, though, it was kind of a shock because we've been eating out, well, every meal, you know.
Yeah, I mean, at a hotel.
That's the only way to do it. Beautiful hotel right in the center of Athens, by the way. We're like literally steps from the Acropolis, which was, 450 BC is when the Acropolis was built.
Yes.
And then it's surrounded by Roman ruins. The Romans came in afterwards, and there's Roman ruins like out the door.
Oh, yeah. You just walk around. Yeah. And it's everywhere. You run across it accidentally and just be like, oh, another one.
Yeah. I think that there's more Roman ruins in Athens, I think, than Greek ruins. But that's true for this whole part of Europe.
They messed with everything.
But anyway, the taxi driver says inflation's, you know, high here in Greece, and that's been cranking up. But we're like in total shock when we go out to a restaurant. And again, if you follow me at talkwithjeff.com, been putting posts up there, and it's like, Olivia got a sandwich, and we're here visiting my daughter Isabel, who's an exchange student going to
American College of Greece.
There you go. Thank you. Anyway, we got like a sandwich at this restaurant by her, the place she's staying at, and it was like €8, €8.50, something like that. It was like a sandwich for two. So picture if you go to a restaurant in the U.S. and get a normal size sandwich, double that. With fries,
and then half the price
was eight. So the food at restaurants like half the price. We've been eating a lot of gyros, you know, gyros.
I don't know, gyros.
They're pronounced, and they're about €3 for this basically a meal, like a meal plate. So we were like, well, wait, what were the prices like a year, two or three?
I know.
Were they $2 euros? You know,
it's such a shocker though to like see on a menu, like a dinner menu, like the number six or something, anywhere for six euros
or
something.
Or three or nine
or something. I'm not used to any single digits.
I expect double digits when I go to the restaurant. We went stopped at the grocery store. I always like looking at grocery stores when we travel. And you could get like a big loaf of wheat bread. Looked like their generic brand. I didn't quite recognize the brand. But anyway, it was $1.35. So anyway, they're telling me, hey, inflation's up here. I was like, yeah, you should come over. Try to get a meal, especially in Flagstaff, that has one of the highest wages in the nation. I don't know what people make here, but I think the median income is like, I was reading $20,000 a year is the median income, but the purchasing power equivalent makes it worth like $40,000 here.
Oh yeah.
So the money goes a lot further. Now, granted, beautiful place, but Athens is a huge 3 million plus city, and it's
just keeps going.
It just keeps going. Just sprawling buildings on top of buildings.
White. Everything's white.
Concrete, white, except for, the old Roman and Greek stuff is that too, because that was concrete. Well, the Roman stuff was concrete. The Greeks carved everything out of stone. But yeah, it's there's a lot of graffiti. Once you get out of the city, we're right in the city center, so it's kind of the, I don't know, pricier area, the tourist area. There's restaurants all over the place. So different lifestyle for sure. But if you wanted to live cheap and go out to eat all the time, it's pretty cheap. Like a beer was like $2. A soda is like $1.50. You know, you go to a restaurant at home, it's $3, $4,
yeah, any
$5.
Of them going to America are going to be in, we're in shock. They're going to be in like negative shock.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, they would.
What? Yeah, how is anybody here?
Yeah, they would be like, what is this? I don't understand. Yeah, how do you live here? How do you live like? But totally different, though. I mean, people compare Greece to kind of like Mexico almost. I wouldn't say it's that much because there's not the incomplete buildings and all that, but definitely. That's kind of the feel versus the rest of Europe. Not a dishing on it or anything, but just different. But we're having a good time. It's fun.
Yeah, it's really great.
Yeah, we did a cruise around some islands and rented a car. And driving over here is a little tricky because the roads are tight and the car almost got stuck.
Everyone wants to kill you.
Yeah, like in an alley. You know, there was a little mini car. And we're going down an alley. I was waiting for it to start squealing along the sides.
I mean, it's like technically a two-lane road, but there's really not enough room for two cars.
Yeah.
It's like barely like an inch apart.
Let's see. We almost had an international incident on the way over in London Heathrow. I was
always causing problems.
Very desperate for some food. And we had a 10-hour flight, you know, overnight and waiting in the airport. And I needed some iced tea. And the Brits looked at me kind of funny. Yeah, this happens, right? So
we've had like 7 iced tea emergencies.
Well, today I finally broke down and I told the waiter on this little island, what was the name of that island? Aegina?
Aegina.
And I was like, just bring me hot tea and a big glass of ice. And
I don't think he knew what you were doing.
He was confused.
He just thought you wanted ice and then also a glass of tea, please.
And I was like, he brought me more ice, actually. So I think he caught on because I'm like, I'm not sure why iced tea hasn't caught on around the world like it has by us. But then I asked for lemon, and I think that screwed up the whole plan because he brought me lemon tea, like a lemon tea bag. Mm-hmm. So it's all good, though. A little different. But yeah, really, really good time. One more thing in Britain, when I was at the airport, I have this microphone and some gear with me. May sound a little different because we got our travel gear here. But it went through. They have extra security when you get into Britain. You actually have to get off the plane, even though you're connecting, and then go back through their security. And the guy flagged my stuff, and he's sitting there. He had other people to check and swipe for, I don't know, explosives or whatever. And he's talking to another person. He's like, well, we don't trust other countries that they're checking the same if you flew from somewhere else. And then he's like, and they're, what did he say? And the Americans with their guns. He said
that.
Well,
those evil Americans, they carry them everywhere. They can sneak them through security.
Yeah, you know, so I'm like, all I hear is like time slowed down, and I just hear in a British accent, of course. Can you do that?
The Americans with their guns.
But it was slow. The Americans with their guns. And I was just like, oh, man. Anyway, I probably, you know, not wise when you're checking in and going through someone else's country. I was like, well, you know, yeah, we have a lot of guns. I said this to the security guy. He's like, yeah, well, we have a lot of guns, but we leave them at home. I mean, at least most of the time. And then I was talking to a Brit next to me who kind of smiled and he was kind of listening, you know. And I was like, well, yeah, I'm from Arizona. We like carry our guns, you know, we carry them around, right? I mean, nobody thinks twice about it. And he just looked at me like, I think the guy was baffled. You know, he was just like, really? You do that? So, yeah, so that was really the only British side of things. It was, yeah, the Americans with their guns and, you know, big concerns about, I guess, what do they hear on the, you know, in the media and all that. So anyway, having a good time. I'll tell you a few more stories here, though, but I want to update you on a couple of quick things that I noticed in the news. Eli Crane, Congressman Eli Crane, I guess he has a GOP challenger. I don't know if Mark Howitt's talked about that or not, but somebody from, you know, a Republican, supposedly, and you all may know this name, especially in Yavapai County, former Yavapai County Supervisor Jack Smith. Don't know if that, I don't remember that name. But anyway, he is reportedly entering the race to challenge Eli Crane for District 1 for the congressional seat as, you know, as a Republican. According to reports, I was reading a report in Politico, the person behind getting Jack Smith into the race and others around the nation, I think eight other people, is McCarthy, you know, former Speaker of the House McCarthy. He's on like a vengeance tour to get, because Eli Crane was one of the, I believe it was eight. Eight. They call it the Gates, Matt Gaetz out of Florida. They call it the Gates Eight. He was one of the four that voted to oust McCarthy, and that led to him losing the Speaker position and getting eventually resigning from Congress before the end of his term. So we'll see what happens there. The other one, and I haven't heard of a challenger yet, would be Congressman Andy Biggs, was another guy, obviously frequent guest on the show, who could have a challenger as well. We'll see. And that McCarthy's kind of targeting him. You know what? Eli Crane may have been. I know Mark was supposed to get Eli Crane on, so maybe this has been explained already. But, hey, this is news for me. One more here. The House GOP, we're talking Congress, has rejected Biden's $7.3 trillion. Did you hear about this one? $7.3 trillion budget that Biden proposed. I told you it couldn't get crazier. Here's a guy who was doing $6 trillion budgets during COVID. I'm talking Biden. And he proposes, and I'm looking at this from over here in Greece, a $7.3 trillion budget. I'm like, we already have $1 trillion of debt growing every 100 days. And this guy wants to boost. I guess he wants $1.5 trillion or so. So maybe we can get more inflation. So your euros will cost what? What's a euro cost at home? $8.
Euro, the food, the money. Because I was going to say, what are you calculating in your head? How many euros that'll buy?
Yeah. And one more, and I hope Mark covers this, and I know Mark will be listening to this. You know, since we're flying around, making a lot of connecting flights, and we're getting ready actually to leave for Rome tomorrow and fly over there and then go up to Venice and Florence and Naples to go to Pompeii, maybe Sorrento, which is a little like seaside community. And I can't wait for Italian food. And I know Olivia's like dying for Italian food. We've had enough euros, right? Anyway, you know, I'm watching all these plane issues, and then Boeing had the issue with the tire that came off and this and that. And I guess someone was testifying, like the quote unquote whistleblower for Boeing. This one sounds squirrely. He was found dead. He's like still testifying, you know, and then he went to the hotel or whatever. And I don't know a lot about it because I'm not paying as close attention to everything. But all I read was supposed gunshot to the wound, to the head, gunshot wound to the head.
Always tell me the worst. These things worst time, the ferry overturning when we're on the ferry, when we're on the plane.
And, you know, and it's all good. Don't worry about that. I think we're on an Airbus. We took an Airbus over here, but we do have a Boeing 77 on the way back.
See what I mean? Yeah. He does this all the time.
Okay, I want to remind you about something coming up here this weekend. It is St. Patrick's Day, Sunday, March 17th. And at the Rodeo Steakhouse in Williams, they've got a great special corned beef. We're not going to get this. We're going to have like Italian food.
I know.
On St. Patrick's Day, which is fine. But for all you, go out to the Rodeo Steakhouse on Sunday, and corned beef and cabbage dinner includes potatoes, carrots, roll, dessert, you know, the whole traditional St. Patrick's Day feast, I guess you'd say. $7.99.
Wow. $7.99 at the Rodeo. It's almost Greece prices.
This is pre-inflation prices here. So again, the Rodeo Steakhouse in Williams, go check it out. And it's hard for me to read this on the little phone. 950 North Grand Canyon Boulevard. It's right there at the Ramada Inn, right in Williams. Again, $7.99. You got the Sunday great corned beef and cabbage dinner special. So check that out. Okay, we'll share more stories with you maybe on Friday. I'll try to put something together. If not, I've got a busy show planned for you Monday. Mark Howitt's going to continue to do Tuesday and Thursday, and we'll keep you filled in as to what's going on. You got a comment, you want to share something with us, I'll be checking that as well. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Hang tight. Final thoughts just in a minute. Hey,
you're listening to the podcast, please give us a great review and also give us a comment in there. If you're not listening to the podcast, subscribe. Look up the Jeff Horvitz Show. Also on video, Rumble, follow us there. And on YouTube, subscribe. We appreciate everyone who's done that.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
Doesn't this sound good? A T-bone steak, or how about a salt and pepper ribeye? Or maybe steak's not your thing. They've got chicken, they've got trout, salmon, pork chops, you name it. They've got great food at the Rodeo Steakhouse in Williams. And plus, I love going on out to Williams. Love historic Williams and Route 66. The Rodeo Steakhouse is at 950 North Grand Canyon Boulevard. It's right there by the Ramada Inn. By the way, get some great ribs as well at the Rodeo Steakhouse in Williams. Hey, I got a great deal for you from ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. If you need to get your tile cleaned, your carpet cleaned, even fabrics on couches, things like that. Plus, the ductwork, that you know, your HVAC system, the ductwork, they'll clean that as well. Oh, could you imagine all the stuff in there? ZeroResNorthernArizona.com, celebrating their third year in Northern Arizona with a 15% off promo code here on all services. Get 15% off. This is expiring pretty quick, though, so you better do it fast. 15% off with promo code CELEBRATE15. That's CELEBRATE15 when you go to ZeroResNorthernArizona.com, ZeroResNorthernArizona.com, or give them a call at 928-378-8888.
All right, that's it for today. Appreciate Mark Hout filling in, Bob Thorson doing stuff. I think Mark's got Rob Wilson tomorrow. I could be wrong, but that's the plan. And I'll continue to post some pictures and updates up at talkwithjeff.com, and Olivia will get her Italian food.
I know. I can't wait. She's for looking... a bunch of things. Italy's the place I wanted to go.
Can't wait to share those pictures with you, and I hope you join Mark tomorrow. And like I said, I believe with Rob Wilson. Everybody have a great, safe night. Take care. See you soon.
I want you to write down this number, put it in your phone, put it on your fridge, wherever you keep this stuff. But if your HVAC system goes down, you're going to want to have it handy. And that's Gettles High Desert Mechanical. Gettles High Desert Mechanical is a family-owned company servicing HVAC systems throughout northern and central Arizona. Plus, they also do plumbing. They've been doing this for a long time, and they're also the people that I call when my HVAC system goes down. Whether your heater goes down, you got your AC unit that you're going to have to start using here pretty soon as temperatures start to rise and rise and rise, make sure that system's up and running, get it inspected, call Gettles High Desert Mechanical. Plus, if it just breaks down, they're there for you throughout northern and central Arizona. Here's Gettles High Desert Mechanical's number, 928-567-2200. 928-567-2200, or go to Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S, GettlesHDM.com. If you're buying or refinancing to consolidate high-rate credit cards, why don't you call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans? She might be able to help you out and hopefully get you a lower overall monthly payment. Also, if you're a first-time home buyer, Kim Dawson has plenty of great programs out there for first-time buyers. Second homes, investment properties, or if you're just selling your home and moving up to a bigger home, need a different mortgage, call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. Mention the Jeff Horvitz Show. Get $250 off the lender's fee at closing. Here's Kim's number, 928-310-6458. 928-310-6458, or go to NovaHomeLoans.com/Kim Dawson. Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411, Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087, BK number 090242, Equal Housing Opportunity, subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply.